It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. With all this information technology at our disposal, it's striking how getting to the truth of a matter can still be so tough. Two tech stories from opposite sides of the world today remind us how even in 2012, the flow of information is still tightly controlled. First, Iran, where authorities seem to be restricting access to some big websites. Sarus Farivar is an editor at the online technology publication Ars Technica.
There were reports that Iran had blocked Gmail and Google, thereby cutting off Iranian internet users from using those popular internet services.
The reason some Iranian media report, it's in response to protests over the inflammatory Innocence of Muslims video. Others suggest a technical glitch, something Google denies. Outside experts see the possibility that the disruption of Gmail and Google search is part of an Iranian government idea to eventually set up a separate but limited internet for inside the country. Farivar says Iranians might be pressured to use the limited net, even though he strongly doubts the regular web would be cut off completely.
I don't think that it's actually going to happen in that way. I don't think that Iran is kind of stupid enough or brash enough to really truly cut itself off from the entire internet in the way that a country like, let's say, North Korea might do or has done.
The Iran-specific internet would likely be aggressively monitored by the authorities. Now, part two of it's a world full of data, but what's the truth? This one from China, that brawl/unrest/riot involving employees of one of that country's huge technology factories the other night. The tip-off about the story came via Chinese social media sites, with claims online that it all started when a security guard hit a Foxconn employee. New York Times Shanghai Bureau Chief David Barboza has been covering this.
With social media, I mean, I don't really like to use things from social media in my story unless I really, really have to, because I can't really know.
That is, know if it's true and who is really posting the material. Nor can reporters take without corroboration the company's statement that the incident, which involved about 2,000 people, was started by a personal dispute and was not work-related. Barboza observes that it's tough to define personal and work issues when 79,000 people work and live at one factory complex.
They are like cities. They're like city-states, and they have tens of thousands of workers, and they have their own dormitories, their own banks, their own little restaurants, their own work sites. And, you know, in the city of some of these facilities, you may have the Dell building and the Apple building and the Microsoft building. And these are really giant conglomerates.
Which makes it a challenge to track down just what the Taiyuan plant in central China was making and for whom. The center of production for one of the season's most coveted pieces of consumer electronics, the iPhone 5, is centered at a Foxconn plant elsewhere. The new iPhone's carton, by the way, reads designed by Apple in California and doesn't list any specific Chinese factory locations. And wouldn't it be better for frogs if students dissected a virtual frog on a computer screen rather than actually taking an X-Acto knife to a dead one? The animal rights group PETA is paying to get frog dissection software to students in India, where an official commission called for schools and colleges to phase out the chopping up of actual animals. And if you miss the smell of formaldehyde in the morning, the 3D dissection app can be purchased for the iPad. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.